You know, outside, they won't ever report this. They never report it. Outside, you have thousands and thousands of people that couldn't get in. They don't get seats like you guys. They didn't get the seats that you got, believe me. But you have thousands and thousands of people outside, as far as the eye could see.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
So I have a couple of things to mention before we talk about Trump's flat-out lies about his delusional crowd size statements. First one is the propaganda post that's circulating on social media from MAGA cult members. It's regarding boycotting Hollywood sports athletes and media personalities. You know, everyone that's talking smack about their great orange leader. So I'm going to tell you what the post shows, and you'll see it if you're watching. But it says, stick this up your fact checker. The United States has become a place where entertainers, professional athletes are mistaken for people of importance. I've needed a doctor. I've needed a teacher. I need farmers every day. I need truck drivers every day. I have needed an auto mechanic, a plumber, a house painter, and a lot of other everyday people. But I have never, not even once, needed a pro athlete, a media personality, or an Hollywood entertainer for anything! Explanation point. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, propaganda. The MAGA raged over this, calling these athletes, Hollywood, and entertainers libtards, communists, and all usual garbage. What these morons didn't think about was the millions of everyday Americans, as they put it, that work in these industries. The stagehands, the arena workers, the theater employees, ticket sales, food sales, security, and on and on. Do we need them? Quote unquote. Well, their children need them. So that's a horrible narrative, and it falls flat on the MAGA faces. I mean, once again, this propaganda crap, they don't look at the entire picture. They see some pro athletes. They see some Hollywood is Democrat as a whole. So they see this and attack the whole entire industry. And it affects millions of quote-unquote everyday workers and their paychecks. So I just wanted to share that as I begin to start getting angry. Another quick thing that I found online, and I'd like to share this with you. If you search the word rogue, Donald Trump's picture comes up. I've tried this out on Google and Bing, and the same thing comes up. Now, if you're listening, I just typed in, what does rogue mean? And the definition of rogue says scoundrel, a dishonest or worthless person, and it shows Donald Trump. Yes, I love it. Try it out yourself. And you got to put those exact words in. So the definition is exactly right on. All right, so let's get to the point of Donald Trump and his constant need of large crowds. I'm tired of Donald Trump constantly stating that there are thousands in line outside his small hate rallies, since he's making it up for the low numbers that are inside the rallies. So he constantly says, this place is so packed and there are thousands outside that couldn't get in. Let's look outside and see the thousands. So for those of you that are listening right now, the video is showing about 25 people standing with their flags hanging around their cars. There's nobody there. There's nowhere near thousands. It's ridiculous. Now, this was taken by a local TV station there as he was in that area. So you see, where are the thousands? I hear crickets. I see people that look like they're bored. I see a few flags. This guy just flat out lies. The local TV station shot video showing the true amount of people outside the venue. He said when he was driving by, there were, quote, thousands of people lining the streets. There's hardly 100. And to prove the video was taken at the time when he drove by, the cameraman got his motorcade driving by. And as you see, there's nobody out there.
I couldn't get in. They don't get seats like you guys. They didn't get the seats that you got, believe me. But you have thousands and thousands of people outside, as far as the eye could see, as we're driving up.
And another thing, too, who is he talking to when he looks back behind him and says, "You guys got great you guys got great seats." He's turning back and forth. You don't even see anybody back there. He also said there were 107,000 people at his New Jersey hate rally. Here it is. And once again, if you're listening, there looks like there's about 3,000 at the most. What is it with this infatuation with crowd size? He must be making up something. He must be making something else. So, I don't know, something shorter or smaller in his life. There's something that's really small in his life that he's making up for, and he's got to do it with crowd size.
I just wanted to let you know I feel slutty and I feel sleazy.